Okay, that's Echo Beach there, and we'll come back to that later if we get a chance. And meanwhile, I have on the line now Barbara Jennings, who's reporting from Grogan's Bar. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Yes, here we are in Grogan's Bar, and people are having their coffees and their sandwiches, which is very Grogan's. It's in South William Street, and it's on one of the top 10 pubs in the city. And sitting beside me, I have Tommy Smith. Tommy, when did it all start?
Well, we're 43 years here this November, and from that on, it was a gradual evolvement, I suppose, the development of a pub as a bar, and then we have what we have today.
What they have today, John, is an amazing bar with art all over the walls. I mean, all over the walls. Now, one of the first pieces that I'd like to talk to you about, there's quite a few famous people on these walls. It's a real mixture of lots of different amateurs and professionals and good, bad and indifferent and all sorts. It's a brilliant thing to look at. It's a piece, an oil piece by Brian McMahon. Now, tell us a bit about that.
Oh, well, Brian McMahon is a Limerick born artist who trained under Jack Donovan, a very famous teacher in the Limerick Art School, teacher to quite a lot of the more famous artists, he's a man who encouraged involvement of different styles and different types. And Brian is a good example of how good he was as a teacher. Brian has been very successful. He's now has a show coming in the Hunt Museum in a fortnight's time, but going back I'm going to say Brian started the art here. He was the man who created this place as an art gallery. He made a suggestion to me, why don't we put some pictures on the wall, some of his pictures. We put them on the wall. It was a very successful show, and it was a delight to host. And it just evolved from that. We decided when we took them down, somebody said, why don't you constantly have a group show? So we have a group show. We have one show a year where we clear the walls of all art, and then this is at Christmas time, and then a whole new batch of art goes up, and as Connor's pictures are sold at Christmas and throughout the year, they're replaced by another picture and another picture. And it's something I'm very happy to be associated with. I love the art scene. I love what painting and art and creativity is all about, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, now they are brilliant. Now, there's one just behind me which is very special. I believe this artist's name is Liam Delaney, is it?
Yeah, Liam Delaney. Liam is a very fine artist, a very fine what should you say, his realism in pure real portrait sure, but real clean. He's very good.
He's very good. I believe it's a technique. It's called Silver Point.
Silver Point, yeah. That's a Silver Point. That's what he does most of all of his work for.
All his work in Silver Point. I'll tell you, John, there's a fantastic nude of a beautiful lady.
Absolutely.
And it's done so delicately and so, with such tenderness, that's what I would say as well. And we'll have to talk to, I believe, Mr. Delaney at another stage. I believe he has a lot to say for himself and his art. Now, somebody else who's on the walls that I'd like to mention also and take out is Mr. Tom Matthews, of course.
Oh, well, Tom is a regular exhibitor here. Tom is always part of our group show, and not only that, but Tom has had a one-person show in conjunction with Alwyn Gillespie, a good friend of his, good friend of everyone in the art world and in this pub. We've had work by Constance Short, very good artist, and friend of that group. And of course, we have Barbara here. Barbara puts up a picture which challenges challenges you, and it brings you to that's what I like. Then it brings you from challenge to admiration for the work. So it makes me, yeah, this is what art is all about, and this is what Grogan's is all about. Put up a piece of art, be it very decorative or a challenge. Mm. You'll always find we'll always find something in it. Like the art here is not a selection process. You bring in what you consider you would like to see on public display, and if I have a space, I won't say no.
No, it's absolutely fantastic, folks. Yeah. And there's a beautiful, what I love, I'm looking at a fantastic, there's a couple of stained glass pieces here that are part and parcel of the furniture. Not only is that, but, you know, as I said, you'll be eating your sandwiches and drinking your pot of tea, and also on the walls, unusual events coming up, like the Feminist Film Festival is coming up this weekend, and Google that and you'll find all about it. And another notice up is, ladies, would you like to be my model, looking for 12 models for 12 months of the year. Anything from it's not cats and dogs, to flowers, to abstract, to, as I said, all calibers of artists are in Grogan's to create its very, very special atmosphere. I noticed, oh, you've got a Brocklebank behind the bar there as well.
Patrick Brocklebank, we've had some of his work over the years. He's a very good streetscape artist, whatever. He does a lot of very nice work. He involved with a book, wasn't it, on can't recall what the book was. U2, wasn't it? Oh yeah, on our dear friend Bono, U2, somebody who as a customer of ours.
Occasionally.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
It's like, absolutely, you could pump into here. I was in here a few weeks ago, John, and I was having a chat with Liam O'Malley. You never know who you meet. I was bringing Tommy in a piece of work at the bar. I was showing him at the bar ages ago, and sort of wasn't I sitting beside a judge, and I didn't even know it. And I'm telling you, yeah, anything can happen to you here. Yeah. But look, we don't have to leave it at that, Tommy. Thanks very much for everything.
Just tell us.
To be able to talk about Grogan's, and thanks to you people. And thanks, Barbara.
Oh, yes, John, what do you want to say?
Yeah, if you just tell the people where Grogan's Bar exactly is.
Well, Grogan's is opposite the back of Paris Court Townhouse Centre. Yeah. On the opposite side of the road, South William Street.
Okay, sounds great. Must pay it a visit.
John, it's the sort of place you can pop in and have a cup of tea and a sambo.
Yeah.
As much as a pint, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you'd be welcome to do that as well.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So look, I'll leave it over to you.
Okay, Barbara, talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. See you, bye.
Bye-bye.